This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And hopefully I'll be running into Pauly D.
Oh,
at a barbecue event that's coming up in Arlington. Talk to Matt Pittman about it tomorrow. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Bell, along with Peyton and Aiden in the back. And announcement, it's bet payoff time tomorrow.
Oh, baby.
On the morning show. So it ended up you were not a co-loser.
I was not. I mean, I am a loser. But in this situation, I was not a co-loser. Peyton was the loser.
So Peyton Russell tomorrow at 5:30 a.m., we'll be hosting solo for 30 minutes, 5:30 to 6. Why are we telling you this right now versus at 6, 620 or 640? If it goes as we anticipate, it will be good enough to replay at some point in time later in the program.
Oh, it'll 100% be good enough. I just don't know if it'll be safe enough for us to replay. There's no telling what he'll say unchecked for... What, like the most he can get away with or the smallest amount of time he can get away with, I think we figured out, is 19 minutes. If he plays 2 minutes of audio like we...
What are the rules?
He can play up to 2 minutes of audio, and then there's some three-minute breaks in there. So really it ends up, the max talk time is 21 minutes. The smallest amount he can get is 19, but he cannot interact with the listeners. Like, he can't have callers on.
Yeah.
He can't interact with us.
Can't have a guest.
Is he allowed to interact with the... He can interact with the fan text, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But he
you better not just read the fan text like it's a book, though.
No, I don't plan on it. Are we live streaming this? YouTube?
Yeah.
Twitch?
I mean, it's up to Aiden.
I don't know. That might be a boss question and decision.
I mean, we start the YouTube usually like 6 minutes before the show starts. So, I mean.
Is Aiden in here that early?
Yeah. He gets here a little after 5, yes.
Oh, right. I want to see him sweat.
And if not, how many times has Peyton started the fan cam on his own anyway?
If Peyton can get 100 and... Okay. Let me try to be reasonable here. I want to say 150, but I really want it to be impressive. If Peyton can have 150 to 200 viewers from 5:30 to 6, we'll hook him up with something nice.
A new car or something like that.
Yeah. Right? That might be low, Sean. That might be... I'm going to look at the stats.
I think, see the number at 6 a.m.
I know.
So at 5:30 to 6 a.m., if he can start... I'll set it high right now. It starts with a 2. You can average 200 viewers from 5:30 to 6 a.m., we will make it worth your while in the world of Peyton Russell. You can look all you want.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm saying, like, generally by usually about 6:10, we're over 200.
Really?
Yeah. I'm looking at the numbers right now.
Well then fine then.
200 is it?
If from 5:30 to 6, it can be at 200 plus. We'll figure something out. Have you figured out your approach?
I think so. At first, I was debating, do I just make it like a show and do sports heavy? You know, this is my time to get all my sports opinions out there,
right.
You know, before y'all get in. But I don't want to also ruin, you know, segments that we have later on, 6 a.m. segments. So I have to tone it down a little bit.
What an insult to me that I would come up with the same thing as Peyton.
No, you just cheat off your run sheet.
He doesn't want to spoil it.
No, I think I make it half and half. I go half funny, you know, half sports, you know. Give a little of my true personality first segment. Might have a little treat planned early on that I can't share yet to anyone. But yeah, then go sports probably second segment.
Okay.
I think you need to lean to me.
To me. This is just, again.
Now, we all have to be listening to this driving in.
Outsider.
Yes.
Because we're not going to blindly replay it. So no Russo for you driving in, RJ.
I'll listen to him driving in.
Put him to sleep.
No, that's too...
Russo not going to put you to sleep.
That's too loud for me in the morning.
Yeah.
That's too loud for me. Most of my mornings, there's a lot of times where it's like, it's radio, like, silence for a moment here. I need to wake up. I think you need to lean into what you are. You're a funny guy.
I don't want to say. I don't want to speak out of turn, but nobody cares. Nobody cares what your sports tastes, but nobody cares.
I will
be
say,
funny. Yeah, you're a funny guy. Lean into it. You know what you need to do? You need to tear us down with a song live.
There's RJ with more song critique.
You need to tear us down and live sing us a song.
But dear God, Peyton, make sure it's a parody. Because if it's an original song, Chop is just going to dump on it.
Right? Yeah. So Peyton Russell, tomorrow, live, 5:30 to 6 a.m., and hopefully good enough to replay some from 6 to 10. But really, 8 to 10, 9 to 10.
Here's the other thing, though, too, is that even if he does sports takes, I anticipate it's going to make me laugh. Because I don't think he can talk unfiltered for that amount of time without saying something that's going to make me laugh.
When's the last time? Talk about Chase Claypool.
Do not do that. Don't.
I don't get it.
He was very early on one of the first things that got him in trouble with us.
When's the last time you hosted?
Last year. It was probably last
year?
February.
And what type of feedback did you ever get from the bosses, if any?
Nothing. Nothing. Right. Nothing bad.
Okay.
I mean, they still let me do it, so I mean, I imagine it was good enough.
Right. But. Or like a bench. You're like the Mavs. Mavs 8-man rotation around here. Yeah. All right. So, Pepe, tomorrow, it's Pepe's World, 5:30 to 6 a.m. and hopefully longer. More pain for Mavs Tolos. Luka is the NBA's new top jersey seller. How long did it take, Bob?
2 months. That's it. In 2 months, he became the highest selling jersey for the entire season. And the NBA,
whole year?
The whole year. In fact, look, yeah, we got the graphic up there. You got Luka number one. I wonder if, part of me wonders, are they...
This is the first player not named Steph or LeBron to sell the most jerseys in a year since 2012. And the first international player to ever do it. 2 months.
2012.
Steph finished 2. LeBron was at 3. The top 10 in order. Tatum, Brunson, Wemby. Number 2 pick last night, WNBA. Tony Parker said was the female Wemby, by the way. Then Ant, Ja, Shea, Joker.
Wow. Wow.
Joker at 10.
Yeah, that's surprising. But like, this is the power of the Lakers and for Luka. And if you are a Mavs fan.
Oh, man.
If you're a Mavs conspiracy theorist that thinks that the NBA just wanted him in L.A., this is a really good, this is a shot in your arm.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. This is a shot, not a booster, but a shot in your arm. This is why the NBA is probably not upset that Nico Harrison is an absolute moron. and then basically offloaded him for a bag of peanuts.
The social media and digital platform stuff. Lakers, LeBron's clips amassed $3.23 billion, and then Luka, $1.82 after Steph. So Luka, third most highlights.
They didn't say it on here. How far down the list do you think we have to get before we get to Luka's Mavs jersey as being one of the top sellers?
Oh, that's a great question.
Like, because it's not in the top 15. I know that. That's all they released. But I bet that one's also somewhere
Mavs
in the top.
Mavs fans already gave up on him.
Well, right. So top selling NBA merchandise, they have that list too by team. Mavericks were 6th this year, which means they plummeted down to that after a little bit. Because I would imagine there's a lot of Kyrie, a lot of Luka early. And then maybe you had some that bought Anthony Davis early. But I mean, you don't see a lot of those. And Tim McMahon already talked about how they've lost 9 figures worth of money just this year.
God, it's $100 million.
Yes. And it's going to get worse, I would think, until they execute my plan that I'm about to announce. Play in tonight, though. Hawks Magic, 6:30, 9 o'clock, Grizzlies Warriors.
How many, if we took Paige Becker's jersey sales, do you think she'd rank, like, with the Mavericks roster?
Above any Mav?
Like, yeah,
won't beat Kyrie.
No.
Lively?
No, she would beat Lively. I don't believe she would beat Anthony Davis if he's going to stick around.
Yeah. That's a good question, too. Bobby, I don't know what's going on with me and you today. I don't know.
I don't know anybody who... it's stunning how few Anthony Davis jerseys you see right now, though. So, I mean, people would have to get over it.
Fans are so upset right now. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to invest at all in this team. They're going
to
boycott.
Bobby, 3 times yesterday behind the curtain in our post-show meeting, was trying to just tell us, don't talk about the Mavericks. Like, Bobby has been scared by the Mav fan
and the morning show survey to not talk about the professional basketball team that's in the play-in. He mentioned it like three times. He keeps mentioning it. Yeah.
It's not anything like I'm scared of. I just recognize like we get a lot of people as soon as they'll text us. They'll be like, as soon as you start talking about the Mavs in any positive way, I'm out. I'm done. G-Bag gets a lot of that too.
I don't think he's crazy. I mean,
who?
Bobby. It's a non. Their games right now are a non-topic.
Well, let me possibly change that. I know it's not going to. My predictions. Nico Harrison trades for Kevin Durant and then leaves town.
Doesn't get fired?
Whatever. However you want to wink, wink, agree to it.
We ain't done yet.
I would first think that Nico leaves on his own. But he's going to try to salvage this thing with Kevin Durant. After they blow it up in Phoenix, Shams said that Kevin and his representative are going to work with the Suns, maybe try to figure out something. I got a trade package for you as well. I'm going to bring up the trade package that I thought could be pulled off during last year's deadline. Klay, PJ, Jaden Hardy. I don't know the current status anymore of two first-round picks, but I'll say two first-round picks, but I had thought I had heard Gafford in a package that was thrown out there before, because I thought when I heard PJ and Gafford and first and all that and Hardy, I was scared of that it worried me because I love Daniel Gafford so much. But that I think is going to be Nico's plan. He's going to try to get Kevin Durant out of Phoenix.
Well,
and then roll out himself.
I would hope not. I would hope they don't get KD. Ever since he left Oklahoma City, not even after the first two Warriors titles, you know, ever since those two titles, he got in the fight with, it was the beef with Draymond, and then he went to Brooklyn. It was a disaster. They never did anything.
Yep.
And then he went to Phoenix and they've never done anything. He is.
You could make an argument. Kevin Durant has been on the two most embarrassing dream team attempts in NBA history.
You could absolutely easily.
If you take payroll wise, I don't know if anyone would have more failure on a payroll that high than Brooklyn and Phoenix.
You would have, I mean, if you had him here, you would have a very similar situation to Phoenix where you've got three stars but no depth, you know, or very limited depth. Now, fortunately, you would have Lively, who's still cheap and young.
But I want you to consider the next 5 years in answering this. Would you rather have Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, and Kyrie Irving, a total basically bought for, paid for team with people you don't necessarily like except for Kyrie, or would you rather trade Anthony Davis and Kyrie?
I'd rather
Think of the next 5 years. I know you're Mr. Rebuild, blow it up. Think about draft picks. Think about NBA prospects. Think of 5 years of waiting on them and what this team could be versus a hugely named roster with star power that could maybe compete for a title.
See, I don't think they could maybe compete for a title. I think you're the same thing as Phoenix. Phoenix is a disaster. I don't think any Mav fan.
You think adding Kevin Durant to?
Kevin Durant's a loser. I think Kevin Durant sucks at this point.
Okay, I think he sucks.
Yeah, he doesn't win. Does he win? Does he win anywhere he goes now? Does he even remotely come close to winning anywhere he goes?
Like, I don't think that has anything to do with, like, is he good at basketball? He's good.
I think you're taking that too literally. I get it. You're a literal guy. But nobody wants him here. Nobody wants Kevin Durant here.
Are you putting Durant in a Chris Paul category?
That would be insulting to Chris Paul, who actually helps teams get better. He doesn't help them win titles, but he helps them get better in the short term. I'd rather have Chris Paul here. Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is a team obliterator. He is a cancer. Get him away from me. And also, quite frankly, like, you know, I'm enjoying this Mavericks IR that I'm currently on. I'm on IR, all right? I'm not around.
There it is.
I'm on IR.
There it is.
I am so glad this game is on Wednesday because I will not be watching. I don't have to work the next day.
That's right.
And I'm not sure if it was on tonight that I would even watch because the rest of the Dallas Fort Worth will not watch. That game, that will be the lowest rated local NBA playoff play-in game by far of any of the eight teams that are in the play-in.
Woo!
it will be, without question, the lowest rated local market. And they deserve it. And they don't. I'm 45 years old now. You're 42 or 3, but whatever. You've got to earn our time. You have to earn my viewership at this point in the world where we have so many things at our disposal. You have not earned my viewership anymore. And that's just the reality of it. And they haven't earned any of our viewerships. And I do speak for the Maverick fan. I do speak for DFW. There will be nobody watching. If you watch on Wednesday, you're going to be the only one watching. I promise you that.
Well, I have to watch.
You don't have to, because no one else is watching. And if no one else is watching, why would we even talk about it? They would rather hear about the third round pick of the Cowboys than about that against this loser basketball team with this moron of a GM and this gaslighter of an owner.
There is a frightening number that the experts just put out for the Dallas Cowboys season. I couldn't believe it when Choppy sent it over. We'll take you inside the star with it next. How Dak's throwing mechanics may keep causing injuries, or Vegas already sinking the Cowboys season. Which one would you like, Bobby Roberto Bell? On the home of the Cowboys, we're basically every day at 9:20, we do football. So if you need to lock that in as a reminder, 9:20, football with Sean and RJ.
Let's do Vegas tanking the Mavs and see why they might be doing that.
So Chris Sims was on with Mike Florio, and he was talking about Dax. I was seeing how far I was going to take it. I was going opposite of what you said. I guess the jokes.
I didn't know. I thought you were going to tell me Chris Sims was talking about Vegas odds. Vegas odds.
Choppy sent a terrifying number yesterday.
The city of Las Vegas and their handicappers.
They're empty city, apparently.
Empty city, yeah. I mean, nobody's going now. February was like one of the worst months of tourism they've had in years.
Because of the economy?
No, they've really just never recovered from COVID.
But how would you never recover? Like, once you feel okay and good to travel, why would you not go back to Vegas?
Well, in the last 24 months, there's been big-time concerns about how much longer the city can be viable as a tourism destination. And obviously, 2020, 2021, and then early portions of 2022, they started to get back to it. But, you know, the economy over the last 2 years, including now, did play a reason in it. Yeah. But it's just, they are a massive, like, not just tourism, but convention city. Companies are doing less conventions now. So when you have that, you're going to have less. So if any time an airline or a city says they're seeing reduction in tourism, a lot of that is a reduction in conventions.
Pepe, you're a Vegas addict.
It's the resort fees. I have a free room, and I'll be going in, you know, a couple, or next month, I believe.
Well,
And I have a free room on a Wednesday. And after resort fees, it's $65 still. Free room, and I'm still paying $65 for one night.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and so it's ridiculous.
Economy.
So they have had approximately 20, convention attendance has dropped by 20%, total hotel up occupancy by 3.5%, the Convention and Visitors Authority, 12% decrease in visitor volume.
Mm.
So it's everything. It's just, look, you don't want to spend $30 a drink when 20 states now have casino gambling.
We had people,
or whatever it is.
We had people over the other night for the wedding party, and I was like, "All right, I'll order people a bunch of pizzas, late night drinking, blah blah blah." Two medium pizzas, they were like $18 a piece. Medium pizza,
wow,
$18. I was like, "Where's the two topping? Where's the two topping deal? What do we have going on?" You can't get a large pizza for less than like $25. It feels like anyway.
And also another thing, a major part of Vegas is from overseas, like China and Japan, and they are not traveling there as much since COVID. They have not recovered the Asia market since COVID. But this is the story that we got yesterday.
Tolo J. Ochoa sent us all. He's always there. He said, my third trip this year, it's always buzzing. So that's Jay saying some of the hype is overhyped.
The Dallas Cowboys have the same win total as Seattle, New England, Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
And Jacksonville. What's and your point? Indianapolis.
Oh, no.
The Cowboys over under in Vegas is 7.5. Now,
are you embarrassed?
Yeah, that is embarrassing.
You want to be even more embarrassed? To take the over for the Cowboys, you do have to pay a little bit of a fee. It's minus 120. But to take the over for Seattle, it's minus 125. And it's minus 125 for the Patriots. So you have to pay a premium on New England over, more so than the premium on the Cowboys over. The Cowboys are behind Pittsburgh, Arizona, Chicago, and Minnesota, who are at 8.5. Raiders, Saints, Panthers are at 6.5. That's what the Cowboys are grouped up with right now. Seven and a half.
Are you jumping on that?
I would, yes. I think if Dak is healthy, they're a better team, obviously. And I know you could sit here and say that they had a bad start to the season, even with Dak.
I can hear Kevin Hagelin screaming it right now from the other room.
Which is true. They did. They also had a rough start the year before, and they still wound up winning 12 games. Now, it wasn't as bad, but I think a lot of the defense obviously played better. The change in system. Now, you got the same problem this year. A new system again.
7.5?
7.5 just seems low for a team that's got, who I believe, is still a really good quarterback.
I'd throw 100, but if I was going to throw 100 bucks, I'm going 100 bucks over that.
Get to 8 wins.
Yeah.
I mean, they did with the 7. Which games, we talked about this before, which games are they winning with Dak in there? Maybe Cincinnati. That's the one. Because they were getting handled in the others. They were.
Okay. Teams can suck in during portions of their year. Yeah. And I'm not, again, I said McCarthy needed to go, and last year was a disaster. But, I mean, I could go and cite, the year before. If the Cowboys face the Saints tomorrow, you're picking the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay, and the Saints.
Probably.
Shut up.
I know, I'm saying probably, but I mean, I also picked the Cowboys.
Definitely,
last
not
year.
Probably, definitely.
I picked them last year, and they lost.
Okay, but I'm just saying, law of averages, you're going to go back, you're going to pick them to beat the Saints. If they face Atlanta tomorrow, you're probably going to pick the Cowboys. So
I would pick Atlanta tomorrow. That I would.
Okay, so are you saying that if you had 100 bucks and you were allowed to bet,
mm-hmm.
would you bet the under?
On 7.5, it's 7-8. So, I mean, it's right there teetering. I mean, that's what I think they are right now. Now, the draft can change that. If they go in there and they pick 3 really good players, I may look and go all right, that's a different team now because they've addressed a bunch of different things that they have. But, I mean, right now they don't have enough weapons to, reflect that sort of an over-under, to say that it should be higher to me. That's about where they should be until they show that they've added anything significant. They haven't added it. They've lost more than they've added so far in terms of significant pieces from last year.
I just think that's a really bad sign.
It's a terrible sign. It's a terrible sign. And now it's okay, so we're going to have look-ahead lines, I think, coming out today. We're going to have some look-ahead lines come out. And I'll be interested to see how many games they're favored in against the division.
Well,
the problem with the Cowboys, and this is probably why this thing is also baked in, is they play the NFC North and the AFC West.
Yeah.
So that's really tough. So the AFC North has 4 teams that are projected to have a higher win total than you. All 4 in the NFC North. And then in the AFC West, look, obviously the Chiefs, the Chargers, Denver's at 9.5. The Raiders are below. So you've got 3 of the 4. So 7 of the 8 non-division teams have a projected higher win total than you.
To be grouped with Indianapolis and New England is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Atlanta, you want to sell me a little bit roster, Penix.
I could buy Atlanta.
I mean, Jacksonville's close
to
embarrassing.
Right? I could buy Jacksonville. If Jacksonville wins 4 games, I won't be surprised. If they win 10, I also probably wouldn't be surprised.
New England and Indy, same grouping?
Indy kind of makes sense because Indy's right around a 500 team, I feel like. But New England doesn't make a ton. I guess they just are banking on Vrabel going in there and making things click or
they
some
gotta love
jump
Drake
for May.
The Diggs pickup.
877-881-1053. We'll save the Dak mechanic stuff for tomorrow. Speaking of NFL, this guy, he's trying to get back in or any real level of coaching. Let me see if there's something else here. I know what I wanted to do. Forget that. Brett Favre documentary is coming out on Netflix. The Rise and Fall. And I was just trying to think of... Look, he didn't do what OJ did, okay? But the lovability turnaround. Brett Favre, like, I'm trying to think who in the National Football League and maybe even in sports was as loved as this dude. He's John Wayne.
Yeah.
John Madden's favorite.
He's a tough guy.
Your guy in the bar.
He embodied everything you want from a leader, from a quarterback. Just, I'm always playing.
Good old boy.
Playing hurt.
The strongest arm, the mentality, the gunslinger. And I'm just trying to think of who else I put in that category. Fantex, I need you on that. 877-881-1053. And then the turn.
Like, yeah.
What a turn.
Like, if
and
you
deal with a lot of health stuff now, too.
Yeah, if you wanted to say like the initial that first story first came out with the money, the whatever embezzlement or whatever it was, like if he, it's probably not out of the realm of possibility. Somebody came to him and said, "I got a great deal for you." Brett didn't look into it. Brett said, "Sure, put my name on it. If I can make some money, great." But he, after that initial thing, he handled it so poorly. He could have like said, "Hey, I was wrong. I did this thing all wrong. I'm going to give all this money back." Yada yada yada. Yeah. Instead of doubling down,
yeah,
like it's like he recognized that it was wrong, and he still didn't care. Reasonable people could say like, "Hey, this guy got talked into it by somebody. He's not smart enough to know about, you know, where the money is coming from." I could get all that. The moment he figured it out, you've got to back away, take your name off it, hand the money back, do some good deeds around town.
I mean, honestly. If we're looking at guys who are, I don't know if there's a good sports comparison for somebody who's dropped like that. The name that comes to mind, and again, they're totally different crimes. The name that comes to mind of just like, oh, beloved, everybody loves him and how folks is Cosby. That's the name that comes to mind for me. That's similar. And it's, again, it's not a perfect comparison, but for somebody right. who was pretty much universally loved and considered, ah, oh, the good old boy, who then it's like all, essentially universally disliked is just, wow, how awful are you? That's one of the only ones I could come with. We've got on the Fantex 214 says Michael Vick. That's one.
Mm.
817 said Brett Favre equals Josh Hamilton. There's a little bit of that. And Josh and Brett seemed very similar in terms of just, I go out there, I throw the ball. I go out there, I hit the ball.
Like, yep.
And Josh definitely went down over time. But yeah, those are ones that are similar, I think.
Those are good ones. Anything else, Peyton?
James Brown from the 682, but yeah, a lot of Mike Vick, Deshaun Watson.
Oh, okay.
Watson flipped pretty quick.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
Will Smith.
Oh.
These are coming up on the Fantex right now.
Very good. All right, we got leftover Ask Reddit. Has Kevin Hegland done everybody's taxes? And do they want to pick between Tex-Mex or barbecue for Paige Beckers? Crosstalk with the KSC Masterpiece next.
Pass knocked away at center, and Raymond's got the puck. He's got a break in the right circle. Score! Lucas Raymond with point number 78 on the campaign. 9:49 into the third, and the Red Wings have scored three unanswered goals here to take a 5-3 lead.
Happened again in the third period. Six straight loss. It's Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan, Red Wings TV, as we crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece, Kevin Hegland. Hey, at least they have the leads in this game.
Yeah, I guess. They've had the lead in, what, four of those six losses, and at least that game didn't mean anything. But it still doesn't build a whole lot of confidence. But then again, I talked about this whenever they did that stupid round robin thing or whatever in 2020 before they restarted the playoff. The Dallas Stars look like the worst team in the bubble. And then they made it to the Stanley Cup final. And I know people point to the Rangers.
Yeah.
So who the hell knows?
Yeah.
The Metroplex has shattered my idea of what matters in terms
absolutely.
Of momentum.
The Mavs are in the play-in game, you know, and anything could happen. Oh, sorry. We don't talk about Mavs in the before
it's
10
like
o'clock.
Bruno. That's what it is. Boy, it was. There's nothing more embarrassing than tweeting that locked it in image when they clinched the play-in. Like, that social media person's got to have a better awareness than to go like, yeah, let's tweet this celebratory image of locked in because we've clinched a play-in berth.
I feel bad for the social media person.
Yeah, I did too. They're in a no-win situation. Everything they post is going to be picked apart.
Yeah, yesterday people were waiting for the Mavs to congratulate the Wings to be like, oh, you got a rock star. You got a superstar. They used Anthony Davis to do it. Like, hey, that was a smart move.
From one number one pick to another.
Yeah. That was a smart move. Corey Majors, what's coming up?
Gentlemen, what are your questions for Stephen Jones? We have him at 11:30 today as we prepare for the Dallas Cowboys draft, which will happen next Thursday at Pluckers.
Mm.
That's where the draft's happening.
Do you want me to give you one of our Ask Reddit questions to ask Steven?
I don't know.
As an icebreaker?
I don't know, yeah, man. I feel like it won't work.
How about how's your thinking on running back positional value like change over the last 2 years? How's it altered?
That's a good question.
Because,
and did it change before?
Yeah, because I was wrong about Derrick Henry. They were wrong about Derrick Henry. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, you morons, because I was going to make fun of them if they sign a 30-year-old who may break down.
Do you like that question better, or do you want me to ask, if you guys sign enough running backs that aren't good anymore, do you not have to draft one?
I like that one better.
Okay.
Yes.
That'll go over really well.
Yeah.
What Ask Reddit?
Look, normal questions don't go over really well either. Why would you free up all of that space if you're not going to use it?
That's true.
Well, we get to use it next year.
Was Micah showing up one of the possible cards that Jerry still wanted to see played?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm saying it's a question for Steven, not you.
Oh, gotcha.
Damn.
My answer was yes.
He said he doesn't care.
Yeah, yeah. What would have been your Ask Reddit question?
I think you could have asked him what airplane etiquette rules should all passengers know.
Don't lean your seat back.
Yeah, it's real relevant for him flying on the PJ.
What is the best food to eat as a leftover? What's a normal thing that you've never done? Like a quote-unquote normal thing.
Oh.
Because that's a question anybody can answer. That's one of the remaining ones we had left over.
That is a good question.
Ordered from a stand-up restaurant.
What do you mean a stand-up?
You know, you go stand in line and order.
Oh, like
wife refuses to go to places that have, like, Hurtado. Like, she loves Hurtado, but she goes and sits.
Like, fast casual kind of thing?
So you're talking about the walk-up, like the outside walk-up to the window?
No, even inside.
Like Chipotle you've never ordered?
I will. Okay. I don't have anything against
it. She's never...
But if you walk into a restaurant and you see it's like you have to go to the counter and order, she's like, no.
Oh, that's kind of a choppyism.
Elitism.
Wow. Yeah, she is.
You don't want to wait for food, you said.
I don't wait in line. Yeah, I don't wait in line.
Well, that's what he's saying.
Any line?
I don't wait in lines.
Like, what if there's like one person there?
I don't really consider.
Okay, how many people constitutes a line?
I would say more people than like workers behind the counter.
Oh, okay.
So there's like three registers.
There's a line or not, though. She didn't
there's like
do
three
it.
Registers with like six people in line. I'm like, oh god, I'm out. Next door.
So, she always makes a hair appointment then.
Hold on.
Do girls do that? Do girls walk in and sit around like guys?
Oh yeah,
in the
she always makes an appointment for hair
nails. What
are you
making a face for?
No, I was really confused by that. Obviously, I don't get to go to barbershop.
Oh.
So I need to know more about your culture and life.
You mean just the hair?
Yes, barbershop people.
Yeah, it's not about the line. It's if she walked in and their counter didn't even have people, she'd be like, I don't want to stand in order. I want to sit in order.
She a generally impatient person?
No, I think it's just more about the idea of going in and dining at a restaurant. She wants the whole experience of sitting down, ordering from the waiter and all that, and she just doesn't like
standing
order.
Do you go to Chipotle or whatever, and you're like, we're going to a restaurant
No, and there's other places, though. Like, again, Hurtado is you walk in and you stand and order. Most barbecue places are, but it's fantastic.
Let's all answer this, though. Good question.
I mean, I don't know that there's anything that's a blinking light for me other than
a
if
normal
you just talk about
thing.
Like,
what's the question?
What's a normal thing, quote unquote, that you've never done? And I guess if I was just localized to Dallas, I've literally never stepped foot, and I feel like most everybody else has around here. I've never stepped foot in the Arboretum. Like, I couldn't even tell you what
really?
I couldn't even tell you what it looks like.
You should do it. It's cool. Great.
It is cool.
Like, I mean, I know what it is, but I couldn't tell you generally where it is. Nothing, because it's just.
Have you
I've
been
never
to
done.
The Dallas World Aquarium?
Mm-mm.
What?
That's pretty cool too. Nope.
Pepe, do you have an answer for this?
I've never whistled because I don't know how to.
Okay. What about while you work?
You've never even had a semblance of a whistle come out?
I mean,
try it.
Is that a whistle?
That's kind of a whistle.
Sounds like some fireworks are going on.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
I've lived here almost 30 years. In 1997, I moved here. I've never been to the Katy Trail Ice House. I don't even know that it actually exists.
That's the one in Plano, right?
I couldn't tell you where it is. I don't even know that I know anybody that's actually gone there. True. I don't believe it exists. I think it's just a place that people say they go to.
Oh, you know people have gone there because Babe posts the photo, it feels like, every other week.
That's not where they go.
No, but that's one of the places they go.
Yeah, Garrett will be there. Aikman will be there.
Never been, I don't know anybody that's like said, hey, we're going here today.
It's a cool spot if it's not a three-hour line.
I've heard it's great.
But you're right about the Plano one. Plano one was It was good.
Yeah. They're actually doing a lot of work on it right now. It's the whole front facade of it. They're redoing the whole thing. So it looks crazy. It's going to be even better.
What's your answer?
Probably had a drink.
Oh.
Yeah.
As when you mentioned the Katy Trail Ice House, I was like, I don't think I've been there.
Never a sip. Nothing.
Okay. There you go. For general,
how do you know you wouldn't like it? It's not
necessarily that I wouldn't like it.
That's your fear.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very concerned that I would like it.
That's why I never tried cocaine.
I've never actually been
missing out
in Reunion Tower.
Okay, see, I was trying to think of quintessential Dallas things, and I was like, well, I've been to Reunion Tower, so that's not one. But you've never gone up there?
Never gone up. I've done events downstairs, but I've never gone up the tower, and I've also never been in the Green Thumb. I've never been up to the big green building, is it Bank of America?
Yeah. Or at least it used to be.
It used to be the Green Thumb back in the day.
Green Thumb is what you call it. You remember Glenn Murray, who used to be the weather guy on Fox, mm-hmm. and then he was on CW? Glenn Murray used to call that something completely different. He used to say, I think I can say, he said it on TV all the time. He would say, he'd point to it in the skyline and said, and there you can see the big green weenie is what he would call it.
How about never having an iPod? I've never used an iPod.
I've used an iPod, I've just never owned an iPod.
What's that?
I've used an iPod, I've just never owned an iPod.
I've used a Zune more than an iPod. All right, next one. What's the unspoken rule in male friendships that no one teaches you, but every man understands?
Don't date that girl right after me.
Yeah, like your friend's girl is off limits.
Otherwise, you're probably willing to give up that friend. Like, that's usually the thing.
No, I'm talking about after you even break up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may need to repeat that one for people.
Once she's been tagged. She's like a horse in the wild. She's been tagged.
What do you mean by tagged?
Like that's spoken for forever.
Like an air tag.
Like a tag.
You literally put the tag on her and say it says RJ.
On my 2 weeks on the farm when I took out the cow's knees, they didn't tag them.
First round. On me, second round on you. I think those kind of things are unspoken.
That's a good one.
And just kind of happen.
Very good.
Everybody just kind of knows.
Or just in general, the like fight over the bill thing, even if it's I'm going to at least appear as if I went to. One of the answers I liked on here, you good counts as a mental health check for most guys.
Oh, yes. That's true.
That is definitely true.
All right, next one here. What's the most popular financially stupid decision?
A wedding.
That's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
Having a wedding.
Elope and save the money.
That regular season NBA tickets. Because you just never know if the guy's going to play.
Kids.
Having kids.
Having kids is a good one. From just a financial standpoint, that doesn't mean it's a bad decision.
Right, say it again.
What's the most popular financially stupid decision? So it doesn't necessarily mean it's even a
You're
bad
not getting much back divorce, on that investment.
Concert
tickets. They're out of whack.
They're crazy. I mean, I could listen to my iPod and the same music.
You can go to YouTube and watch concerts. You literally like go see your favorite band on YouTube.
This is a good one for Chop to let us know what he's into. Chop,
hey, I want
to
hear Peyton's answers. I do always like Peyton's Ask Reddit answers.
So this one's easy for me. It's sports gambling. It's always rigged. It's smart when you win, but you're going to lose probably most of the time. So it's financially stupid.
Peyton, in fact, let's go to Peyton for this one. Peyton, what's the sexiest non-sexual thing about the opposite sex?
It's the belly. It's the stomach. Unless they're from San Antonio, then I guess not.
Whoa! Nobody else needs to answer.
Whoa! How long ago did you get your taxes done?
I got my taxes done at the end of January. Like right at the second I got all my forms.
Is it due today?
Yeah.
Crap.
It is the
15th. You didn't file an extension?
My wife's in charge of that. She asked me last night and I was like, I don't know. Do it. So I think she did it today. But we figured it out like months ago. She just didn't send.
How much would we have to pay you? I feel like you'd get like a thrill out of it. How much would you accept to do other people's taxes?
Sure. Yeah. Like $100.
Oh, wow.
Maybe not your taxes because like you got your social security number stolen. Somebody stole your taxes 1 year.
They did.
Sounds
they
like
did.
You might have more complicated taxes.
I got a guy, but he charges more than that. So I'm making a change.
Is your guy like Joey Numbers or something like that?
No.
Joey Extension,
baby. Okay. Joey Extension.
Tomorrow morning, 5:30 a.m. The Peyton Russell Show, and we'll hopefully replay it in the 9 o'clock hour. The KNC Masterpiece next on The Fan.